And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that pasuk is telling us the requirement on some level of kedima for brachos. What exactly is the requirement of kedima for brachos? So yesterday, there's machlokes between Ula and another Amora, mystery Amora, either Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, whether that machlokes is going to be in regards to a case specifically where the brachos are the same. And then in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have kedima, or even when it's ein brachos ein shavos. Yesterday we were masbir the sod in the machlokes between Ula and the other Amora. We spent a lot of time trying to understand it. Rashi points out that there's a basic question that one could ask in our sugya, and this was repeated by Tosfos five lines into the Tosfos. V'hikshir Rashi, and Dibar Maslav v'shem brachos ein shavos. V'hikshir Rashi. Rashi asked the following question. What's going on over here? What's this whole problem? All this discussion? What's all this discussion about? Just make a bracha on the snon, and then by way of one bracha taking effect on another bracha, so then have the hadama be motzi, if you will, the zayis. That's not the ill. That's a beferish mishnah. We learned earlier, that if you make adama on an egg, sadlach is that you're yotzeh. So what's going on in our sugya altogether? So Rashi answered. We saw this in Rashi. Tosfos repeats this. V'tireitz d'shani asam she'ein sham elachad minam. Over there, it's talking about where there's one min. V'tah, and he made a mistake. V'birech bar pri adama. Avol hacha kishivirech. Tosis gives a straightforward answer. Tosis' answer, the omek of Tosis' teretz is like this. There's a depth over here in Tosis' teretz. Tosis is saying as follows. If a person is making a bracha on one item, so now he's already said the Shem Shemayim, clearly on that one item. Once he said the Shem Shemayim on that one item, b'di'evet, it's going to work. B'di'motzi. However, Tulsa says, if you have two items, so over there, the bracha is going only on one of the items. There's no b'di'eva that needs to say, oh, it went on the other item. L'chatchila, you should still make a separate bracha on the zayis. And for that reason, the Gemara assumed that you'll still make a separate bracha on the zayis. It's only when b'di'eva were stuck, and we have to decide whether he was motzi shem shemayim levatalo or not, so then we say that technically it works. Over here, there's no Shem Shemayim Levatala. Over here, you have two items. So since you have two items, by definition, it's going to work only on one of them, and the other one is supposed to get its ideal bracha. There's no reason to say that it's going to take effect. This is the simple pshat, according to Rashi. But Tosis has a bomb kasha. And this bomb kasha exists as we were masbir yesterday, that Ula is of the opinion, I'm just giving a little bit of the omek again of the kasha, Ula's opinion is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one bracha on a non-shivas hamin item can't be motzi a shivas haminim item. The two don't go. That's when you have berchosei and shavas, Rabbi Yehuda says, one is not motzi the other. Asks Tosfos, Vim tomar von rinon leil, Gabli uvda debar karpara, debirchas bor priyadama, chashiva tvei mishahakol, fishmu vureres tvei. It's clear from the sugya earlier by bar karpara that the halacha is that you're supposed to make a bor priyadama over a shahakol in kain, gam bor priyates, chashiva tvei, mimbirchas bor priyadama. What are you saying? That's when it's kisha ein birchosei and shavos. That everybody agrees. That's not true. Just like we see that a shahakol is stronger, is not as good as adama, and we prefer adama over a shahakol. So too, we should prefer a borei pri adama. We should prefer borei pri ha'etz, which is more precise, over a borei pri adama. Why is it that we're assuming that there is no preference? What did we say? Abu b'she'ein berchosei and shavos, you have a choice. Then we saw that most Rishonim learned, it means you're supposed to make a bracha on the chaviv. No, you should choose the bracha that's mevureres, the choice, the more choice bracha. And over here, we don't seem to be choosing the more choice bracha. This is Tosas's passion. So what's Tosas's answer? V'yeshlamar delo chashibor priyetz kol kach mebor priyadama, kemoshe chashibor priyadama mishahakol. Bor priyetz is not that much better than bor priyadama, and it's different than bor priyadama shahakol. In the case of bar kapara, in such a case there, he had to choose a shackle over Adama. If he does that, then he's making a real statement. He's making a tremendous statement, because really, he's supposed to choose Adama over a shackle. However, eight over Adama is not as big of a deal. What's Tosis saying? What's Pshat and Tosis? The Chura, just like Adama is better than a shackle, so too eight is better than Adama. What's Tosis's answer? Yes, David?
So maybe
shackle
is much more broad.
So if shackle is, it sounds like to me you're saying a positive thing about shackle. You say shackle is broad. So then Adama is not better. What do you mean? Explain.
No, Adama is much better than shackle.
But the
difference between Ha'ez and
Adama
isn't the same difference between
shackle
and
Adama. Why? In what way? Because shackle could be okay, good. Shackle seems to be a grab bag bracha. If you don't have any other bracha to make, so then in such a case, then you're going to make a shackle. However, when it comes to the bracha of Adama and Ha'ez, so there, we're not going to say it's Mevureres Yosser. Why are we not going to say it's Mevureres Yosser? Because both of them say pre. Both of them say that you're making a bracha on a pre. So if you're making a bracha on a pre, you're not using a choice bracha. Shahakol is a general bracha. You want something more specific? You want something more specific? So then choose Hadama. That's Mevureres Yosser. But what's the difference between Ha'etz and Adama? They're really the same thing. Both of them are a pre. And since both of them are a pre, so then in such a case, Tosa says that they're going to be considered, according to this opinion of the Gemara, they're going to be considered the same thing. Now, again, I want to emphasize, what do we mean according to this opinion of the Gemara? Because the Gemara says, when it's Ein Ber Chosei and Shavu, so we're talking about Adama and Ha'etz, Snon and Zayis, the halacha is, and you choose the Chaviv. So we see it's Mefurish from our Gemara, that there's no idea Mefureres Yoser of Adama greater than Ha'aetz. That's what Tosis is bringing out. Now, Tosis, though, brings up that there's a fascinating Shita that disagrees. Tosis says, Umashe Kosa Balochas Gedolos. There is a Shita Bahag. Now, what we just quoted is the opinion of most Rishonim. However, the Baal Lachas Gedolos says no. The Bore Priya Eitz Taktim Lebirchas Bore Priya Dama. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Yud Aleph Siv Gimel, that there are two opinions. If you have Adama and Eitz in front of you, is there an Indian to choose the Adama before the Eitz? So the Bahad says, choose the Eitz before the Adama. Again, is there an Indian to choose the Eitz before the Adama? So Bahag says, choose the Eitz before the Adama. The Mevureres Tveit, it's better. Is that Bahag consistent with our Gemara? Absolutely not, says Tosis. Because our Gemara said that if you have Tznon and Zayis, Kishein Berchasei and Shavos, you choose either one or you choose the Chaviv. But you don't choose the Bracha that's Mevureres Yoser. So Lechura, our Gemara is a Beferish Araya against the Bahag. Says Tosos, Hainu l'fi ha-maskona l'dekamon. That's going according to the maskona. The pligi b'she'im b'chosei and shavos. So just let's make sure we have him shot. We had another day in our Gemara that said that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan disagree even where it's ein b'chosei and shavos. What does that mean? That even where there's ein b'chosei and shavos, so there's an Indian to choose in the case of when you have Shiva Saminim, the Shiva Saminim over the other meaning. So too, the Bahag will work according to Maskana, and the Bahag is Mechadesh and Mevureres is not only the Shiva Saminim, it's also Borei Priya Eitz versus Adama, that's also considered Mevureres Yosef. So Tosis points out that the Bahag will not be able to learn according to this opinion of Ula that we spent a lot of time with. The Kaimel and Reb Yehuda also tells, gives us a hint at how we paskin, that we paskin like Reb Yehuda, Kishein Berchasei and Shavos, and that is that the Min Shiva is going to come first. Avol Lahai Lishna, but according to this Lishna of Ula, Darmin and Delo Pligi, Bishein Berchasei and Shavos, Lo Mesukum, Sak, the Lach is Kedos, Kedek Rational Lil, it's not going to work, as we've already explained earlier. So the words of Tosis are like this. Tosis says, He really fleshes out our sugya, that what emerges is there's no preference according to Ula when you have Ein Berchosei and Shavos, and for that reason, Bahad Shita, to say that Oetz comes before Adama does not make sense. However, the Bahad will say that he's built on the second opinion of our Gemara. What's the second opinion of our Gemara? Even where it's Ein Berchosei and Shavos, the halacha is that you choose the Mavur Eres Yosef. So too. If you have Adama and Ha'etz, you need to choose the Ha'etz over Adama. Ad kan divrei Tosis. Now, Lechura, I want to advance a straw man over here. I'd like to turn this discussion in the Bahag, at first glance, into a strong raya to the Bahag. Lechura, you're right. The first day of Tosos doesn't work according to Bahag. Where did the Baha'i develop his position? He developed his position according to the second opinion. So Lechura, it's a little bit difficult. Most Rishonim, as you looked up in the Torah, in Simon Reish Yud Aleph Siv Gimel, most Rishonim do not follow the opinion of the Baha'i. The Torah quotes the Baha'i and gives it honorable mention. However, in Shulchan Aruch, In Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud Aleph Siv Gimel, the Bahag only gets honorable mention. He's not the primary psak. Okay, Daniel. Sorry, I apologize. In Reish Yud Aleph Gimel, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch in the psak. Hevi lefan of davar shepirchaso bori priyeis. You don't hear me, Daniel? You don't hear me so well? You hear me okay? You hear me okay? Good. Heviu the fun of Davar Shebirchasa Bore Priyates, the Davar Shebirchasa Shaakov, Bore Priyates Kodemes, Shehi Chashuva, Sheinu Poteres El Davar Achad. The fame Bore Priyadome Vishahakov. So it's clear in Halacha that a Bore Priyates precedes a Shaakov, as well as a Bore Priyadome Shaakov, the Bore Priyadome precedes a Shaakov. Bore Priyadome Kodemes. Shulchan Aruch says you could choose the Yeshom, if that's the Baha'i gets honorable mention, Shabari Priyaitz Kodem, and in general, in Psak Halacha, Stan Li Yeshom, Mi'ikr Tidinu, we pass like the Stan, but many people are not aware of this difference in Halacha because at the end of the day, why not do the Baha'i? Or unless you say Minchad Vod, it becomes a Shita that should be Mafkia the Yeshom. But many people do this and are not even aware that this is only the Shita of Bahag, it's only a Yeshomrim and Shulchan Aruch. Everybody knows that you go up, right? You have Adama, Shahakol, you choose Adama. You have Aetz and Shach, you choose Aetz. You have Aetz, Adama, everybody chooses the Aetz first. Why? It's not Mikur Dedina. Mikur Dedina is what? Mikur Dedina is that you could choose Ezeman Shiyirza. So Rabosa, I ask you a klutz kasha. Lechura, our Gemara, our second day of the Gemara, is a beferish araya to the Bahag. That our Gemara say, Kishein Berchosei and Shavos, you should choose the better one. So too over here, you should choose the better one. Why is my kasha a silly question? You should be throwing tomatoes at me. Maybe I ate. Maybe Shiva Saminim. Rabosai, what's silly about my raya? I'm bringing a silly raya from the Mahag. All I turned was Tosa saying, oh, but the Mahag will work well according to the second day. So what's wrong with my proof? The second day, the Chura says, if you have a choice, you take the Mivureres. So too over here, you should take the Mivureres. Yes, Gilad? No, Gilad. We're passing now according to the second Shita. I'm saying even within the second Shita. Okay, Yoni for his last shot of the season. Yeah, go ahead. Yoni from three, go ahead. He hit a shot and his shoe is from three, right? Go ahead. Yeah.
Isn't it because they're both from Herrera, the pre-odd and the pre-odd? Therefore, you can't say which one you choose from because they're
okay, answer. What you're saying is not bad. But answer me from the Gemara itself. I can't give you 3 points for that. Yeah, answer me from the Gemara itself. Tell me why from the Gemara itself it's not a riot. I'm asking a silly question. But it's good. Sometimes it's good to sharpen and learning to just to make sure we really understood what was going on in Tosas. Sometimes it's appropriate to say, why can't you bring a riot that the Bahag is right? I have to say, Rabosa, here I'll throw in Salvechik type of Musser. If you can't answer this type of question, then you didn't make a good lighting on the toast. You didn't think this through until the end. If you can't answer it, so then forget about giving you only three. I can't even give him two if he can't prove it from the Gemara. What you're saying, Adama and Aetz are maybe it is Mevureres. Prove to me from the Gemara that maybe Adama and Aetz is Mevureres. In other words, okay, I think you know what I'm about to say, just not saying it. It's very simple. Our Gemara is only talking about the Shiva Saminim. Our Gemara is only talking about the Shiva Saminim. And in regards to the Shiva Saminim, the Gemara says, Mevureres. Mehechi Tesi, who's going to say that in regards to Adama and Aetz, that the Gemara says it's Mevureres Yoser? That's a separate machlokas. That's a machlokas Rishonim. And there's no Gemara. The Gemara lahalacha Gilad, lahalacha, you're right, Gilad, there was another day, but lahalacha, the Gemara assumes that Shiva Saminim is Adif. That's clear from our Gemara. And that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. And there are other Mekoros that say Aetz is an Adif from Mishako, like the Sugya Bar Kapara. However, when it comes to Ha'etz and Adama, there we have a Machlokish Rishonim. There it's not clear whether it's Mevureres or not. Now, Rabosa, I want to add to you something very Gishmak, which is a Hamevin Yavin. I'm going to say it in two ways. One with the full Hamevin Yavin, and one that everybody can understand. Number one, so that everybody can understand. What's the behind this Machlokish? Whether a Bore Pri Ha'etz is considered a Mevureres Yoser or not. What's the Hezber in this Machlokas? That the Bahag says the Bar Priyates is a Mevureres and Rov Rishonim say not. What's behind this Machlokas? Anybody want to suggest what's the Svara? We showed why you can't bring a Raya from our Gemara, why it's still an open question. Can anybody advance a Svara? Yes, Aaron?
Whether the Machlokas is on whether Shiva Saminim on its own is its own Chashivas, or if Shiva Saminim is a definition of something that is Chashivas.
I'm asking what's the Machlokas, I want to know within the Bahag and others about Baruch Pri Ha'etz versus Baruch Pri Adama. I don't think it's dependent on the Shiva Saminim question.
So
the Pashtus, you want to connect it to the Shiva Saminim, it's going to be complicated. I think it's complicated. Your approach is going to be complicated. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not the Derech HaMelech, I think. You'll tell me afterwards why. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but I'd rather take a simpler approach. Yes, Avram?
How do you read the Mishnah?
How do you read the Mishnah? Okay.
How do you read the Mishnah? If you say that the Mishnah is talking about a house and only when there's one man, then the Reis isn't one man. But if you're saying that the Mishnah is talking about when there's two men and it still works, then the Reis... then Bravery Adama is
more. You guys are all saying things that are pretty complicated. I first wanted to say something simpler. Something a little bit simpler. We already discussed in the past whether the difference between Bore Pri Ha'etz and whether there's a difference between Bore Pri Ha'etz and Bore Pri Adama, that there are some opinions, for example, the Shita of the Chachamim Vamei Vinyavin, who say that Aetz and Adama are two separate things, they're two different species entirely. Because even though you call both of them Bore Pri, one of them is called Pri Adama, the other is Pri Aetz, they're two different things. That's the Shita of the other Rishonim. The Bahag, as we spelled out before, holds no. That's going to be the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag says that they're two totally different things. Hence, the bracha of Aetz is Mevurer Yoser. Again, the Bahag who says that, the Bahag is going to say that we look at them as two different meanings. One's called the Bore Pri Adama, the other is called the Bore Pri Aetz. Hence, there's a bracha that's Mevureres Yoser. Ad kidei kach la'mevin yavin. We had the shita of the chachamim. Here I agree with you, Avram, but in a slightly different way. We had the shita of the chachamim on Mem Amid Aleph, who said that if you made a bracha adava, it wouldn't be motzi ha'ez. How will we masbir over there la'mevin yavin for a bar yalei malin? That they're two different entities. There's a Adama and there's a Eitz. They're two distinct entities, entirely distinct entities. Ad kidei kach that the Adama can't be motzi da Eitz. Even if you say that they're not entirely two different entities, nevertheless, they're still two different types of a species of pri. And for that reason, it's considered mevureres yoser. However, the other Rishonim are going to say there's no difference between a Ha'etz and a Adama, except the way it's yonic, the way it gets nutrients from the ground. But there's nothing in the quality of the pre, nothing in the quality of the pre that's different, that a Adama would be less than a Ha'etz. They really are the same darga. V'amev in Yavin, this is totally in the two hezbeirim that Rav Aryeh Leib Malan gave Bidas HaRambam and the other Rishonim. We had a discussion, this is the Amei Bin Yavin, we had a discussion, what is the relationship between Adama and Ha'etz, whether they're identical because both of them are yonik from the ground, or do we say they're distinct from each other because each one has its own identity as a pri? Says Rav Aryeh Leib Malan, that's the machlokes between the Bahag and the other Rishonim. The Bahag is assuming that it's a total distinct entity. Hence, it's Mevureres Yoser. However, according to the other Rishonim say it's the same thing. There's really no difference between the two. There's really no difference. And we don't consider them a Mevureres Yoser. So if you remember a week ago, we had a beautiful hezber for Rav Aryeh Leib Malan. Rav Aryeh Leib then goes a step further. I didn't do it then because we hadn't seen the machlokas between the Ba'ad. And he says, Gufa, the issue, which I'm not spelling out now, whether we focus on the yinika or we focus on the status of the fruit, is totally on this machlokas Rishonim. The only way we could explain the Ba'ad is that the Ba'ad is saying that it gets a borei pri ha'etz because it's a different status of fruit. Hence, he's focusing that the definition of the bracha is its identity as a fruit. However, the opinion of the other Rishonim, like we saw in Rav Aryeh Leib Malan last time, is that you focus on the unique. Ad kan the divrei Amei Bin Yavin. The only way you were able to understand this Amei Bin Yavin is if you understood last week's shir well. If you didn't, that's fine also. What everybody could get from today is that what emerges is that we have a machlokas, whether you look at this bracha of Ha'etz as Mevureres Yoser, our Gemara already introduced the idea of Mevureres Yoser. Question is whether that applies to Ha'etz Adama. The yisod in that machlokas clearly is whether we look at vegetables and fruits as a distinct entities, or no, that all this is that one is a unique Ahav Adama and the other is a unique Ahav Ha'etz, and it happens to be totally in the Omek of the Svara that we gave on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. To really understand this, Adasov this Amei Bin Yavin, you really got to cheshbon it out, but it will come out beautifully, and it is in the photocopies that we gave Rav Aryeh Leib before. But either way, the most important thing is to know the Tosas. You should shoot to know this Amei Bin Yavin, but even if you don't, come away with the Tosas clear, with the Gemara clear, with the Hezver and the Machlokas that we gave last time, and you shoot for the next Hamei Bin Yavin. Yes, Eitan. As after, to say. Rabosai, let's continue on now in the Gemara. Let's start a new thing. The Gemara now asks the Kasha. We have the Shita of Ula, who says, Shein Berchosei and Shavos, so then in such a case, everybody says, and Mevarech Halzeh, Bechozer Mevarech Halzeh. Misi Ve'av Akasha. Hayu lefan of tznon v'zayis. Mevarech al tznon upoter es hazayis. We see it's not true. We see that when it comes to a radish and an olive, you make a bracha on the radish and it exempts the olive. So what do we see? Kishein berchosei and shavos, one goes on the other. Says the Gemara, you're right. The question is so strong, we've got to change the reality of the case. The Gemara doesn't give a halachic answer. The Gemara gives an answer in Metzius. Hacha b'mayeskinon kishatznon ikon. It must be that the primary part of the food is the radish, and we do this all the time. We do this all the time. That we have to decide what is the primary part of the salad. This Shabbos, my mother-in-law is here, and she likes to make this fascinating, this fantastic salad. It has broccoli and cranberries and nuts and so on. You have many, many different brachos that are interdispersed. So the chura, you got to decide which one is the ikar and which one is the tafel. So this happens all the time. You have the tznon, you might have a little bit of zayas in there, but if the tznon is the majority, so then in such a case, we haven't done the sugi yet of ikar and tafel. So we're going to Be'ezer Hashem. But you have to decide which one is the ikar. Okay, so the Gemara asks, what are we going to do in this case? We see that you choose the tznon. And it's poter the zayis. The answer is no. That was ikar v'tafel, and it's not a case where you have two minim in front of you. But the gemara in the hava mina thought what? What was the gemara thinking the hava mina? What was the gemara's raya? Now, even though the answer is set in stone, even a hava mina of the gemara is holy. So what's the kash? What's the gemara's hava mina? Can anybody spell out to me what the hava mina was? What was the raya? We wanted to bring a raya. Kishayim berchasei and shavos. The halach is that we say Rabbi Yehuda's position, and that is that the mevureres comes first. Can anybody spell that? What's the raya? What was the Gemara's hava mina? Yes, Eitan?
The Gemara's hava mina was that a bore priya dama can pater a zayis, which is 7 meters.
Bore priya dama can pater a zayis. Excellent. We see from here that the bore priya dama is going to come first. Okay, so what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Is that our case of our Gemara? Is that what we were discussing? Was our Gemara talking about one exempting the other? It's a davar pashut that we're talking about ikar v'tafel. Because up until now, Ula was discussing when you have two brachos. Which one are you going to choose? So for there, we say, oh, do we say min shiva adif or not? But no one is talking about one being pater the other, exempting the other. So what's the raya at all? Ein anidon dome the raya. What we've been discussing is what happens if you have two brachos facing you. Which one do you choose? Kishayim berchosei and shavos. Which one do you make first? The adama or the eitz? Let's say you like the adama more than the eitz. Maybe you make the adama first. That's what the Gemara says. But no one ever said that the Adama is going to be Motzi the Eitz. Never is the Adama Motzi the Eitz. So that means that's a Dover Pashut. The Gemara's answer, where the Gemara says, Ikar v'tafel, it's a Dover Pashut. So what was the Hava Mina? To the Rajba, to understand the Hava Mina is going to be critical. What I'm asking is the Rajba's Kasha. That's the Rajba's Kasha. The Rajba says this, the Meisivi has nothing to do with the subject over here. That maybe in Yavim, whether you lump the size this as Kedima Bebrachos, or you lump the size it as which Brachas Motzi another, at the end of the day, Kishayim Birchosei and Shavos, we're going to say that you make two Brachos. No one says you don't make two Brachos. If that's so then what's the Hava Mina that this is relevant over here? Because here we're talking about where there's only one bracha. And we never saw Kishayim Birchosei and Shavos that you're going to make anything but two brachos. And so the Meisvei is not relevant, clearly, to our Gemara. And like our Gemara answers, we're talking about Ikar v'Tafel. Let's see the Rajma inside now. Right, the Rajba, the Valda Gatash. May see they how you look on of snow the zayis from barachav snow and pulter says zayis to muli. Hey chisal gedait of the makshe. What was the halamin of the makshe? Did snow and pulter the garmi zayis? Afish ain't snow neither. Did snow barapi adam of zayis for creates? What did the makshe think? The makshe thought that the snow would be pulter it. Even the raya that we were trying to bring was which of the two brachos has kedima. But we never thought that one precedes the other, and I'll add, and therefore the Gemara's teretz is obvious that we're talking about Iker v'Tafel. And therefore, what was the raya in the first place? What was the kasha meisiva in the first place? Anybody not understand the Rajba's kasha? Don't be embarrassed. If you don't understand, it's a sin in your learning. Eitan, what don't you understand?
Can we just read the kasha again?
The kasha is like this. Ein berchosei and shavos. Don't write, Eitan. Think. First, we have to make sure we understand. Ein berchosei and shavos. What are the two possibilities in the Gemara of what the halacha would be? If you have a min shiva and a adama, what are the two possibilities?
Min shiva or chav.
Those are two possibilities, correct. Is there any possibility you wouldn't make a bracha on one of them?
No.
So, was it part bring a raya? Either, if we want to prove by Ein Berach Hosein Shavos, either prove Min Shiva Adiv or prove Chaviv Adiv. In the end, we bring a raya from a case where you make one bracha. What type of raya is this? No one ever said that you can only make one bracha, and I'm adding. And if you're making one bracha, it must be because Sikur V'Tafel, and therefore Mayin Shmita is Asina. One has nothing to do with the other. That's the Rajba's kasha. V'yesh lomar, says the Raj. Raj gives two terutz. The kasavar, the first terutz is shekol hachovim poter es hashar ki ilu hu ikur v'ashar tvela. First terutz is that the chaviv will exempt the others, even if. You have two different brachos. Just like Iker and Tafel. Amazing halamim. That the Gemara at this stage is assuming that once you have a min chavid, that the halach is that exempts everything. And the kasha, therefore, is that Ula said not that way. Ula said you make two brachas. The tremendous lumdus over here. The Hainu, the Gemara, and the kasha thinks just like there's a concept of Iker V'Tafel in broccoli and cranberries. So too, there's a concept of Iker V'Tafel on brachas. And once you have an Iker bracha, because of Chaviv, then it will be Motzi the other one. Kihilu hu ikar v'shar tfeil, everything becomes Tafel. It's a totally different worldview than everything we've had up until now. Rabosa, I want to spend less time on this Yesh Lomar. It's a tremendous chidush. Yetz Hashem, you one day will say Shiurim on it yourself. But I'd like to focus on the Inami. Inami says, Rajba Yesh Lomar, V'svira Lei Lahai D'davka Noka, V'vorech Al Atzanon U'Poter Sa Zayis, V'shum Da'av Zayis, Im Birech Alav, V'or Pri Adama, Yotza. V'kidisanyo V'masnis. The Rajba gives another teretz. The Rajba says what? Daniel, go ahead. What's the Rajba saying?
He's saying that.
Says, scream it loud.
By this specific case, it's since B'dieva, you can make a Dhamma on the Zayas before it's okay, so that's what he's not going to teach us the Hakila. It's going only to just B'dieva, both ways, if you make a Dhamma, you're okay. Because the Sanon is a Dhamma, which means that's the Baruch, and then also the Zayas.
Beautiful. You said it very well. You said the Rajba well. And let's put it back into the Gemara. The Rajba says like this. What would happen if a person would make a hadama on a ha'etz as well? He had a radish and he had a zayis. And he made a bore pri hadama on both. What would the halacha be? You know what the Gemara is assuming the halacha is going to be? It will work! And it's a Beferish Mishnah! Don't be surprised! It's a Beferish Mishnah! Birech bore pri adama alo eitz yotza! Now, Daniel said over the words of the Rajba well, let's now plug it into the Gemara. So that's what we're assuming now. It's not the pshat that you don't have to make a bracha on the zayis because the tznon is the ikar. That's what you're interested in, but maybe I'm like the first heretic of the Rajba. But memela, if a person made a adama on the tznon, then it patters the barei priya eitz. And what's the Gemara's raya? The Gemara now comes like this: Meisive, you had said that the halacha is divrei hakol mevarech al zeh v'chos mevarech al zeh. I'll bring you a raya. It's wrong. You say it's always mevarech al zeh v'chos mevarech al zeh. Not true. If he made a adama on the stone and he had in mind the zayis, it's going to work. Just like if somebody made a bore pri adama on a pri incorrectly, it works. So too over here, it's going to work. So what's the position of Ula? That Ula says, Dirakol, Mivarech alzeh, Chozer Mivarech alzeh, says the Rajba and the Inami, not true. If you make a Hadama on this, you'll be Yotze both, as long as you are Mechavein. That's the Kasha. What's going to be here, Daniel, here comes the hard part. This is a four-pointer. What's going to be the teretz of the Gemara then? So that's the Raya. What's the teretz of the Gemara? According to the second teretz, nothing fancy, the second teretz of Rajba, but just to flesh out, make sure we understand the Shakla Vitaria, according to the second teretz, what's the Gemara's teretz going to be? What is the Gemara's teretz? On the Meisive, what did the Gemara answer? Right, you're dealing with Iker V'Tafel. The halacha would be, maybe you would be right in such a case. Maybe yes, maybe no, we don't know. But that's not the case over there. What we're talking about is Iker V'Tafel. In other words, it's a salad. We're not talking about where you have broccolis and you have grapes. We're talking about a case where you have them both mixed together, but you can't infer that the Brice is wrong, that when you have broccoli and grapes, that the halacha is that you need to make two brachas. Maybe it would be that you would be yotze if you make adama on one. And there's no raya what the halacha is when it comes to Ein Birchosei and Shabbos. This is the Shakla V'Tarya according to the Rajba. Could anybody tell me which Rishonim are mefurish against what the Rajba just said? Bechura mefurish against the Rajba. Eitan? No. Yes, Mordechai Yaakov?
Definitely Rashi and Tosis.
Rashi and Tosis, excellent. Prove it to me.
Rashi says it. Rashi brings it up when he says. Yeah, when he says the Val Shet, Bishamber, and then Shabbos, Debra Kol, and Rafa, and Shubin, Babal Gamde, Tan, Birachal, Rabbi Lundberg, Red Maya, Tsab.
Beautiful. Says Rashi that the halacha is that if you make on two different species, one gets adama and the other gets eitz, if you make adama on one, it doesn't go on the other. This Rajba's mefurish against that. And Tosis also, correct? Very good. Benji, I saw 5 minutes ago Benji wanted to point this out. Excellent. Okay. So that's a fantastic ride. L'chura, the Rajba is suggesting this chat, which Rashi and Tosus were against. Now, Rabosai, this discussion is a major machlokis halacha l'maisa. In other words, how you answer the question in pshat, what the Rashba did, is a major discussion in halacha l'maisa. And that is yesterday's Dvar Halacha. Where are we up to in our daily halacha? So we're up to Simon Reish Hei, what we saw in yesterday's Dvar Halacha. Let's open it up again in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Reish Hei, we have, Simon Reish Vav, we have the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Hayu lefana priya adamo priya eitz. If you have both a vegetable and a fruit in front of you, ubirech al priya adama, and you make a bracha on the nedama, v'niskavein liftar as priya eitz, yotza adalach is that your yotze. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, we don't pass in this way. You shouldn't do this. And if you do, you're going to get yourself into a bind. What was the practical example we spelled out yesterday? A person has two vegetables in front of him. He thinks that there are two vegetables. And he makes a Bari Priya Adama. And he thinks that he's making a Bari Priya Adama on both of them. And it turns out that one of them is not Adama, they're an Eitz. So what's the halacha? Does he need to make now another bracha or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Of course, l'chatri, you should make adam and ha'etz. But we're talking about, that would be the practical example. Or for whatever reason, he was mechavin on the eitz. I don't know why he was mechavin on the eitz. So Shulchan Aruch says that you're yotze. Comes along the Sharei Tshuva, and he quotes the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Chav Zayin that goes on attack. And he brings seven or eight rayas. The Shagas Aryeh was afraid of nobody. And the Shagas Aryeh brings a raya, brings many rayas that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong, and he holds that you need to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the Shagas Aryeh is so strong about this, he backs away from the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Bidyevet, in such a case, you shouldn't eat the fruit, because you're stuck now. To make a Bari Priya Eitz, you're going against the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. To say that you were Yotze, you're going against the Psak and the Shagas Aryeh, which we're going to see in a moment. And the Shagas Aryeh says, there's no Raya at all to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, except Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it. And he says Rabbeinu Yonah is wrong. Rabosai. Our contribution to the Olam HaTorah is the following. No, I didn't see anybody point this out. It's not just Rabbeinu Yonah. I'd like to defend the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. It says the only one is one Rabbeinu Yonah, which I'm going to give you tomorrow to work on, Be'ezer Hashem. It's not the only thing we're going to work on, but some, one of the things in the Maariv HaKomos. Rabosai, bring another raya. This is great. If we could give more strength to the standard psak of Rov of the Poskim, and to defend against the late Achron's Kasha, but you need to do Gemara B'Iyun to be able to do this. You just learn superficially a little bit of Torah Beis Yosef and take three lines out of the Gemara, like many people are learning Halacha nowadays. They look up the three appropriate lines in the Gemara, then they look up the Torah Beis Yosef Mishnah Berurah, then they can't. These people will never be able to be Balei Halacha. You need to know the whole. You need to know the whole parakeets of the market. And you need to know it with the basic Rashbas. You can make terrible mistakes in halacha if you don't know the context. If you take out three lines over here and three lines over here without doing the Gemara as well, the Gemara Rashi tells us well. For sure you have to be Matzik Shmaitz at the Luba de Ilkasa. But looking up a Gemara with three lines, taking out three lines from the Gemara, doesn't count doing the Gemara. Doing the Gemara means doing Gemara Rashi tells us anasam. For sure, you need to know halacha. You need to know Mishnah Berurah. But that's not the. When we say learning Gemara well, that means doing the Gemara as well, but you and Gemara Rashi tells us, and then looking up the Pesachim. Who could we bring a raya to the Shulchan Aruch from? The Rashba. The Rajba says that this was at least a half a mina of the Gemara. At least a half a mina of the Gemara. But what we see with the Shai Gezeri says there's no makar whatsoever for this. Shai Gezeri doesn't point out that according to Rajba, this is the Havamina of the Gemara. What's rejected in the Havamina is an open question. But I think it is not emphasized enough in the whole of my Torah that this, the Rajba said this idea. That the Rajba learns that that's the Meisive, that's the Gemara's Kasha. And that the Gemara holds that if, let's read it well into the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Ula says, Kishayim Berchosei and Shavos, the halacha is, Mevarech Aleis and Hashem, not Eishay Yerza, but rather Divrech Chozer Mevarech. Asks the Gemara, we see that that's not true. If you have Snon and Zayas, what's the Gemara's Kasha? You're only making one bracha. The answer is, says the Rajba, the reason why you only make one bracha is because you have in mind on the Adama to be motivated. It will work! It won't work! What's the Gemara's answer, Eitan? All the Gemara is saying, it wants to deflect the Kasha on Divrei HaKol Chozer Mevarech. The Gemara is not rejecting, I would argue, this idea of the Rajba. And that is, that if you make a Borei Pri Adam, it will be Motzi Ha'etz. The Gemara is not rejecting that. All the Gemara is saying is, you don't have a Raya because it's talking about Ikur V'Tafel. But the Gemara doesn't attack the central idea according to the second idea, Shita of the Rajba. What's the central idea? And that is that a Borei Pri Adam could be Motzi Ha'etz. And if the Shai Gezeri is right, the Gemara should say, Hayitachem, v'halo eim v'varchim o'adam o'alo eitz b'chol makoim. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that is a raya to the straightforward psak in Shulchan Aruch. So no longer is it only a Rabbeinu Yonah. It's now a Rajba that says this. Now the Shai Gezeri's got 9 rayas. It's not like this is a closed book. But Lechura, from the fact that the Rajba says that this is the Gemara's Avamin, Gemara's Dechiyah is, this is subtle, but the Gemara's Dechiyah is Ikur V'Tafel, sounds like that this idea, the central notion, that a Borei Pri Adama could be Motzi, a Borei Pri Ha'etz, even when it's another Pri, it will work. So what did the Shai Gezeri think? What was the Shai Gezeri coming from? So let's pull out the photocopy of the Shai Gezeri. We're not going to do the whole Shai Gezeri yet. We're just going to do one raya. If you guys want to do it on your own, I told them I know. If somebody wants to give a chavura on the Shai Gezeri, you can give a whole chavura on the Shai Gezeri. Shai Gezeri has a brilliant raya. Va'od ani tama. I have another question on the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. The Ha'ula, the Muki, the Pluksa, the Shemir Chosei and Shavos. Ula says, "Machlokes Bishah Meir Chosei and Shavos." Hanu time in the Min Shivul Rabbi Yehuda Adit. Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Shivul is better. Mishum Dekiva Nidshneim Niftarim Bebracha Achas. Yuvarech Al Min Shivul Yiftars Min Hashem. Analyzes the Shai Gezeri. When we said Birchosei and Shavos, according to Ula, is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? That was the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Are we talking about where he was mechaving or not mechaving? Presumably, we're talking about where he was mechaving. If he wasn't mechaving, ain't al mal daber. There's nothing to talk about. Vameivin Yovin, we saw that in the Rajma as well, who were yesterday. So we're talking about where is Mechavin. Hare, Demairi, Demiskavin, Lifter, Hashem, Bebrach, Achas. So Ula is talking about a case, that's what the Shai Gezeri needs to add that you and I didn't think through. He says, you and I have to concede that Birchosei and Shavos, that the Bracha of one goes on the other, that Ula says you're supposed to make a Bracha on the Min Shiva to be Poter, the one that's not a Min Shiva. That's all about where he was mechaven. Hare de Mayri, the Miskavim Lifter Hashneim Bebas Achas. So we're talking about where he was mechaven. Vafilu Achi, and nevertheless, what's the next line in Ula? Ka'omar Be'im Birchosei and Shavos. He says where the brachos are not Shavos. Avogav de Miskavim Lifter Hashneim Bebrach Achas. Ein Birchas Borei Pri Adama Poter Sa'etz. Yet, what did the Gemara go along and say? Chose umavarech. Now, what type of case are we talking about? If Ula in the Reisha was talking about Mechavim, then Ula in the Seifa should be talking about Mechavim. Give Danny a tap. And if Ula is talking about Mechavim also in the Seifa, so it's Mefurish that even though you're Mechavim to be Motzi one and the other, nevertheless, the halacha is that you need to make still two brachos. Hence, the Shagas Aryeh says the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Who said life is simple? Who said halacha is cut and dry? Two fantastic days with two fantastic riots in opposite directions. Abu Gam Niskam Lifta Hashem Brachachas, Ein Birchas Parat Priyadon, Poter Esa Priyayetz. Alma Fil Miskam Inami, Ein Priyayetz Nifta Birchas Parat Priyadama, Shemivarech Al Prihadama. So the Shagas Aryeh has a very strong riot. The Chura from the words of Ula itself, we would derive the opposite conclusion. So Rabosai, what do we have? We have, on the one hand, we see the issue that the Shagas Aryeh raised is mamish mineyu bay in the shaklavatari of the Gemara. Mamish in the mineyu bay, the shaklavatari, the way the Rajba understood it. Because you can't explain, the Rajba says, in the second daya, you can't explain the Gemara without assuming that the halacha is that if you said a borei priya dama, you'll be motzi borei priya eitz. And the Gemara is saying that you should choose the Adama, the Brice is saying you should choose the Adama and have in mind to be motzi the eitz. And the Gemara says, well, you don't have a raya that Adama comes first because it's what? Because it's Iker v'tafel. That's one taruvas. Mashma, if it wasn't one taruvas, that the Borei Pri Adama could be motzi the eitz. And the raya would be that Adama comes before Eitz. The Gemara says there's no raya from this. But what's the assumption of the Rajba? That Adama can be motzi Eitz. Mefurish against the Shagas Aryeh. Mefurish a raya to Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, the Shagas Aryeh has a great raya from the words of Ula himself. I need help for both sides. It's two fantastic rayas going in opposite directions. Maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix la'alacha. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is stuck. You see how you read Pshat is going to affect how you pass in halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa wasn't that Rav Shlomo Zalman speculated like this, and the Chazon Ish speculated like this, and the Mishnah Berurah speculated like this. That's not what halacha is. Halacha is that the Chafetz Chaim was malakeh the Magen Avraham's Havana of how to read Pshat Gemara. And the Magen Avraham was based on the Tosfos and the Rajba. And the Mishnah Berurah decided, based on different poskim, to go like this. And the Chazon Ish said, but I have a raya from a Rashi and Olos, not that way. Not that they were philosophizing. A lot of times when you read the Piskei Teshuvos, and Piskei Teshuvos is a fantastic sefer, But if that's all you do, then you miss the essence, and you miss the neshama of the halacha. That's just the goof of the halacha, if you get the final line. To understand the omek of what's going on, how we got to this, how the different shitas came there, it all starts with the omek of how you read Gemara Rashi Taisus. Be'iyun. How you read it. It's of course how the Gedolei Torah themselves read. Yes, Freddy.
What are you supposed to say? There are different levels of kavana. So the kavana that Ula is talking about is a stum kavana. For example, if you say a hiatus, something else which is a hiatus, just by virtue of being hiatus, falls under that category, and that's what Ula is referring to. If you have just that stum kavana, we're making a hadama, it's not going to cover hiatus. But if you have direct kavana, I guess which is a more powerful kavana.
But that's the machlokas between the Shagas Aryeh and the Shulchan Aruch.
I think to respond to the Shagas Aryeh.
Oh, you're responding to Shagas Aryeh. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
So the Kavana...
You want to say that Ula was talking about Stam Kavana, right. not that he was mechaming to have one onto the other.
And that's when the Ha'etz can cover both. But it wouldn't work with Hadam or work on the Ha'etz.
Thank you. not saying badly. What do you think here? Freddie wants to say like this. Freddie wants to answer again. Let's review the Shagasari's right. Shagasari says that Ula and the Reisha has to be talking about where he was mechavin. Because if he wouldn't be mechavin on the Shivas Haminim to be motzi the other three, then no one would say it would be motzi. That would work. See? So Freddie wants to say like this. What happens if he wasn't mechavin not to, but he wasn't mechavin to? So once you say that, so then there's no raya, because if you had mechavin too, so then even if it was Adam, it would be motzi da eitz. But here we're talking about where he didn't have, he was bland. So I think the Shagasari will say back to us, to you, Freddie, that the Rajba was not that way, that the Rajba learned only if he was niskavin, like Dr. Pasternak was nodded his head for this part. That the Rajba said earlier, Eino tzarech la'asur levarech ha'azayis, kiman shebirech ha'sein shavos, v'hu shen izgaveng lefdoras ha'azayis. That's what we said, that it has to be a case of kavana. So, l'chura, that it has to be a case of where he's mechavin. If it's anything less than mechavin, we saw yesterday, l'chura doesn't work. L'chura doesn't work. So that's what, what's that?
Which Rajba is that in?
The Rajba and Mistabra, the last Rajba.
Right.
If you remember when we started out, we said that presumably Ula's talking about only where is Mechavin. That's what we said yesterday.
Is that halacha though?
That's where I thought I got agreement over there. And yesterday we saw that only where is Mechavin. So that's a response to you. That's how the Shagasari is going to say our Rajba himself said it. Requires a lot of Hameos, Rebbe said. This got to burn the midnight oil on this problem. Good. The truth is, what I was Mechavil from my Rabbeim is the most important thing is not the Terutzim. Most important thing is to outline the sugya. Somebody's going to come along with a brilliant answer or a technical answer, great. But the most important thing is that we understood the sugya, that we outlined. We saw the important issues. We got stuck. That means we were learning. Look, I think it's mamish misameach to Olam HaTorah. I think we're really giving a new addition to Olam HaTorah. Something that could stay around for 500 years. That's up to you whether it stays around for 500 years. And then it's up to your students whether it stays around 500 years. But this is a big old safa. That's not only one Rabbeinu Yonah, but it's the Rajma and the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. That we have another Raya for the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. How are we going to answer the Shagasari Yisrael? L'chura Freddy's answer is not enough. We're stuck. Look, we're getting into very heavy terrain over here. Whenever we're going to fight with the Shagasari, is in the league of Rabbi Akiva Eger. In the legal review, we're getting into heavy territory. So it's good for us just to leave off that we have a ride in this direction, and it came from Pshat. That's the most exciting. It came from the Pshat of the Minei Ubei of the Gemara, and we see how you read the Gemara is going to have nafkaminas. What do you mean it's not Pshat, Aaron? It's Mefurish in the Rajba and explaining Pshat in the Gemara. It's black or white.
You want me to say an hour?
Yes, absolutely.
I
we'll fight man to man. Go ahead.
If you read the Rajba that he holds at the Havmina, that's the Havmina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then the Teretz of Iker V'Tafel isn't totally pushing away that Havmina, then we're still left with the Kasha of where we'd be showing a case where you could say a Brava on the Hadama to be put to the Ha'eth, so the Mesle would still stand. So the Teretz of Iker V'Tafel has to totally push away that Havmina.
No, I disagree with you. But just to explain what Aaron is saying, that's what Eitan wanted to say about his Masbir. I'll be Masbir again. Eitan and Aaron want to respond to defend the Shagasari. And they want to reject my Raya from the Rajba. And they say like this, your Raya in the Rajba is only the Havamina of the Gemara, it's only the Mesve. That in the Kasha, the Rajba is saying that the Hadama could be Motzi da Eitz. Not in the Teretz of the Gemara. So once you reject it, you reject everything.
Yeah.
My response to you is, but that's not the rejection of the Gemara. The Gemara first rejects assumptions, and then the Gemara, if necessary, will change the variables of the case. The Gemara says, your assumption is correct, but you got the variable wrong. The variable is Iker V'Tafel. So if your assumptions are correct, that means that Adama can be Motzi Ha'Eitz. It's just that you have a bomb Kasha, And I need to say that this case is talking about Ikar V'Tafel. So once we're changing the variable of Ikar V'Tafel, the assumptions of the Raya remain. We'll continue our own fighting more, but I think I'm saying well. If you convince me after Mincha Bli Neder tomorrow, I'll come in and change my mind. Rabosai, we're up to the next halacha. So first of all, let's just remind ourselves. In Shulchan Aruch, we remind up to this halacha. If a person has a Reish Vav Siv Beis, if somebody has a vegetable and a fruit in front of him, so the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is you can't have in mind to be motzi bar priya damat the bar priya eitz. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this shai desarye. I want to defend the straight up Shulchan Aruch. Pass like this shai desarye, you're stuck. You can't do that. And therefore, if a person did that, he's going to be stuck in a suffix brachos. It's not going to work. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Of course, we're not being mefakpek with the bottom line in the Shulchan Aruch. He's taking into account the Shai Kisariya. Great, the Shai Kisariya, the Maisa, at the end of the day, had lots of rice. In Siv Gimel, the Mechaber tells us some basic things that many of them that we know about, but it's always kedai to review the basic halachos as well. Reish Vav Siv Gimel, Kol Elu HaBrachos Sar Shelo Yasik Ben Bracha V'Achila. You have to be careful not to make a hefsek between the bracha and when you eat. Hagah Yoser Mikdei Dibur, that you should be careful even saying Kedei Dibur. Rav Nemetzal pointed out to me that the way the Mishnah Berurah describes Kedei Dibur is not the way he thinks that we pass in the halacha. It's a nafkamina of 1 second. The Mishnah Berurah says that the amount of hefsek is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So Rav Nemetzal added to me that we pass in Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. So how long is Umori? A half, 3/10 of a second. So it's a nafkamina of 3/10 of a second. But that's what you could write on John on the side that he holds as Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Okay, so that's the amount of time. It's not a large amount of time. So the moment you make a bracha, one should eat. Of course, by the way, I want to emphasize something in general in brachas. I'm not going to spell out details because I'm going to be disagreeing with the lechatchila sheb lechatchila gedolei olam. But I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wanted us in Hilchos Brachos to do things that are really, really, really strange. So if you're making a shahakal niya bedvaro, so you don't have to like rush the cup to your mouth. You don't have to, don't be strange. The Torah doesn't want us to be strange. The Torah wants us to be normal. So if someone made a cheshbon that if he makes a bracha when he's holding the cup normally over here, it's a drop longer than Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So first of all, Rav Nemetzal gave us Mori as well. It gives you an extra 3/10 of a second. But also the Torah doesn't want us to be strange. You shouldn't be medagdik in mitzvos to the point that your behavior looks strange. So it's normal. I'll tell you a nafkamina la halacha where I go so far. I didn't prepare this for the halacha lemaisa, but since I emphasize this, there's a diun in the post which we're going to get to later on about a bracha achrona on hot drinks. There's a big problem because if you drink hot drinks slowly, I'm drinking a coffee slowly, and mamish going to be l'shitasi. Bringing a hot drink slowly. So halacha is that you're supposed to bring a revius in a small amount of time. Maybe call it the afilas pras, however you describe it. But it's supposed to be in a shorter period of time. So there's a problem. So what are you going to do with hot drinks? So some people say the best thing is to leave over half of the coffee, drink only half, and then the last gulp to drink down a revius worth of coffee. And I love Rav Ozner's Mahalach. Rav Ozner Shlita says, no, even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to say this, and in general we go to Mishnah Berurah, but you're making a bar nefashos on the normal way to drink. What's the normal way today to drink a hot drink? Is you drink it slowly. That's the normal way. A glass of water, maybe there, you're going to say. So Rav Ozner says, it all depends on what's normal. On what's normal. So I would argue that if it's normal for a person to, if it would take an extra second, you shouldn't make a shackle over here. Rav Nevinsel writes that you shouldn't first make a shackle and then press the button of the water fountain. You should first have the water in front of you. That's on his Aris, I believe, somewhere here in Reishuva. But at the same time, you don't have to act strange because it's no longer derech achila. It can't be that it will be a hefsik if it's not the normal way for a person to behave. Which, by the way, applies in general in Avodas Hashem. Any type of behavior that's reminiscent of OCD or anything like that is not the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be b'nei malachim, to be dignified, and so on and so forth. Continues the Mechaber, v'tzarech la'ashmi'a la'aznav. L'chatchila, you're supposed to make a bracha out loud. It's not because of this new thing, this new beautiful thing, the amen business. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm not ridiculing it, but it's a separate halacha outside of the amen business. But there's a separate halacha called that you're supposed to be mashmiya the bracha ba'aznav. Why? Very, very simple. A person needs to have kavana. How many times do we just simply rush through the brachas? If we say the bracha out loud, so then it's a little bit more likely. Now here is different than what I said before. Ah, you're going to be in the workplace where everybody doesn't make a bracha out loud. So that's not being abnormal. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to put on talis and tefillin in the airport because you look strange putting on talis and tefillin. I'm not saying that you should make, shouldn't make a bracha out loud because that's strange. There's a difference between the two. One is a question of hefsek, v'chulei, v'chulei, and there it's clearly part of the process of derech achila. So you don't need to transform the derech achila. Halacha is defining what the derech achila is. So you're not supposed to act strange. A ben tahor is not supposed to act strange. On the other hand, if the ratzon Hashem is clearly to put on tefillin, and the ratzon Hashem is for a person to say a bracha b'kavana, and included in that is lashmi alaznav, and I challenge you to, if the person makes a bracha on the same level of kavana, if he says it quietly without lashmi alaznav. So there's an inyan lashmi alaznav. There, of course, if the Torah wants us to act a certain way, we're not supposed to blend into society. But because for halacha, for a person to act mishuna, because of derech achila, that doesn't make any sense, like Rav Ozner said. To drink a coffee the abnormal way, where clearly the bracha is going on the normal derech achila, then what Rav Ozner says makes a lot of sense. Then it makes sense that you don't have to rush the cup to your thing because you're worried about the zman of kedei she'elas rabbi. So for there, to say a bracha slowly is for sure a kiddush shem shemayim, and if a Gentile or a non-religious Jew asks you what you're doing, you're saying, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm thanking God. And that's an amazing thing, if you think about it, that before we have Hanah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, we thank Him. That's an amazing and beautiful thing, which would only be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim around.